nothing holding me back. The 2017 AFL Pride Match Celebration, live on Joy 94.9 from Sydney. Nissan are proud to sponsor this Joy broadcast and delighted to give ongoing support to a community-driven radio station such as Joy 94.9.
I can see, Danae, if you turn to your right, yep. You will see two young men sweeping into the room. And I would like to introduce Tynan Winmar and Maverick Newman to our broadcast.
Hello.
Two fabulous men.
So Tynan and I were just, you know, casually taking photos earlier.
Yeah, of course.
Because these
as
are...
You do, yeah.
As you do.
Chicks Talking Footy's been around for a year and a bit, and these are the two biggest show ponies we've had on our program.
Oh, Danae.
Jumping.
Listen, it's true, isn't it?
Someone's better at prancing than I am, I think.
Well, Tynan, what I'd like to say is last time I saw you were bouncing up and down at the after party of Pride Game 1.
Who told you that?
I saw you.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, I was the one dancing.
I see, as far as I'm concerned, I wasn't there.
You said you danced
physically,
with
I was.
So many women, you thought you were straight.
Yeah, and it was us, so it's the Chicks Talking Footy's who he's dancing with.
So, Tynan Winmar.
I'm so glad I was so memorable.
AFL Pride Game poster boy number one, Maverick
Newman.
AFL Pride Game poster boy number two.
Can you say the Slurats and Larrys are like identical?
Yeah, identical. Yeah. 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 It's the ginger hair that really...
Totally, and the dark skin.
Mm. Yeah. Tanned, beautiful.
Tanned, tall and gorgeous. Oh. Tall, dark and handsome.
Well, Mav, I mean, really, if you think about it, he's... Sorry, Tynan, but you are flavour of the month, let's face it. Since that article in The Age 2 weeks
ago.
Didn't
say flavour.
In fact...
You've been
featured on Chicks Talking Footy not once but twice. I mean, that in itself is incredible.
Yeah, totally.
You've been seen on AFL 360. You're gallivanting around here. We saw you with Sam Lane. You know, how does it feel to be a celebrity?
I am now less known as Maverick Newman and more known as the openly gay brother of Mick Newman, which is fun. But it's wonderful that I can, you know, do something good to help a wonderful cause. Do you know what I mean?
It is.
It's been tough doing all this media where I am sort of, in a sense, tokenized a little bit by, you know, the swans. But, and it's not, you know, a super wonderful feeling, but it's wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling to go, wow, I don't mean to be vain, but this may help someone somewhere. And
but we all think the same thing.
I just go... You know, I was watching the little kids out there and I played Oz Kick at halftime at Eddie Had, and I thought, imagine if I had played Oz Kick during a Pride game.
And saw that.
And seeing that.
Yeah.
I just go, that would have made my life so much easier. So I go, there is a kid out there that's going to have an easier life.
And so school age for you, Tynan.
Yeah.
You know, would you ever have thought... I don't
not.
Even know how old you are because you look very young. But that
I'm 30 this year for those.
Fast forward 30, to the age of 29. So you know, so let's say 15 years ago, when you were in your teens. Would you ever imagine that this
absolutely
kind
not.
Of
like,
night
like,
was going to exist?
I grew up in a
exist.
Country town in Ballarat, and obviously being the son of a famous AFL player, but also my mum's side of the family being quite established in that country town. I actually never would have thought this would ever happen. Mm. Like, and especially in comparison to last year, not looking out there now, but. The attendance is a lot bigger, I feel, this year at this game than it is last year. And it's amazing to see that go from strength to strength, and especially...
35,000.
35,000. Mm. They were expecting 36 and they got 35. That's incredible.
35,777. So you were almost... and there it is.
There it is.
And we've
there's a Swans win.
And what a
win.
Terrible result for Saints supporters out there. But I just think it's amazing to see that from last year to have more trans inclusion in this year as well.
Yeah.
And it just goes to show the game itself is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, especially with the supporters groups. Mm. We have 14 out of 18 supporters groups now for Pride, which is incredible. It's amazing. Like, who would have thought years and years ago there would be gay supporter groups like in most of the clubs out there? So I think that's incredible.
Asking you now, are you setting up a new association of... like famous gay relations of AFL / VFL players?
Well, I feel like it's openly active for us to start a Facebook group, and then over the years there'll be more inclusive into that group. So who knows who's going to be next year? Like your reign will be taken next year, so don't feel bad about it. Trust me, it's a hard pill to swallow. But especially when they're younger and prettier.
Yeah,
like,
well,
but it's terrible.
Speaking of young and pretty, I heard your dad.
Oh, thank you, Danae. Yeah.
Maverick,
good segue.
I heard your dad talk yesterday at the St Kilda function, and he couldn't be prouder of you, and he was very open in his love and affection for you and your brothers, and I think that's got to be a great message to share AFL Pride game, that your family loves and supports you.
Well, I think that's been the best thing. It's not even about me. I think the wonderful message about my story is the fact that, you know, my brother stood on national television and said that he loved his young gay brother. And
I love seeing
that. That's what I think is amazing.
There's nothing more important than the love from a family member or any family member that about your, you know, about your sexuality or your gender or whatever, like whatever you decide you want to be in life. I think that's a fantastic thing to have in life. And it's so important for mental health as well, especially to have that aspect, to have that someone who cares about you from your family.
And the you know, the energy around this night is so awesome. And I'm imagining the energy is going to just extend a little bit further on into that after party.
Well, look, I promise a repeat of last year.
Yeah, I'm coming to look for you. So yeah. Maverick
well,
and Tynan,
no
thank you so much for being with us. Thank
well,
you for being
so
on.
For having us.
See you at Pride Game 3.
It's great to have Chicks Talking Footy at Sydney. It's fantastic.
You're part of our family now.
We'll be back after this to talk about the game, that we what we love about footy and much more. We are the Chicks Talking Footy, coming to you live from the Sydney Cricket Ground. This is the 2017 Pride Game. You're on Joy.